Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are portable. You can download the podcast. You can hear us on your smart speakers. We're on ESPNU. Good morning, guys.
How are you doing, man?
Doing good. I feel good giving away other people's money.
That feels great.
Yeah, oh, it's good. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We've been asking all morning. Tom Brady, sole possession of first place right now. Is he still a top 10 quarterback? And Dak Prescott. Bart Scott said he's not a top 10 quarterback, but is Bart right or wrong? And by the way, don't go anywhere because we're about to give away $2,500 10 minutes after the hour. Every hour we are on the air, and we're on the air 4 hours a day, 5 days a week until December 7th, we're giving away $2,500. You have to listen to the winning word. And the winning word, we're giving it out 10 after the hour. You text the winning word to 777-000-777-000. And you enter for your chance to win. Congratulations to yesterday's winner at this exact time. It was Ismail G. from California, won $2,500.
His last name is G?
Ismail G.
Well, we're not giving the last name, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we're not. Like,
that's, a hell of a last name.
People to roll up
Nobody
on
know
him.
About my money.
he's from right around 17 area ESPN. Mm-hmm. So he's a listener.
That's right.
To 17 as well. Ooh, okay. As our show.
Key and I were on that station for years.
Yes, Key and I were on that station.
He was
years.
In the morning, I was in the afternoon.
And I was with Marcellus Wiley.
That's right. And who were you with? LZ?
No, I was with LZ. I was messing with you.
Yeah.
LZ. I was with Travis and LZ. First, it started off with Sedano and LZ.
Uh oh.
And then I had to have a meeting. And then
Travis, you know, and LZ.
It became Travis and LZ. It's a running joke.
All right.
It'll be the first time musical chairs occurred.
Guys, listen to Bart Scott on Bart and Han from Get Up this morning, okay? Listen to this.
This morning?
Was it yesterday morning or this morning?
I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
They haven't been on the air yet.
So it was yesterday morning. Yeah. Here it is.
Is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Jalen Hurts has passed him.
Oh, get out of here. At this moment, you're ready to say
that Jalen Hurts is a better runner, and he's more accurate right now, and he has better weapons on the outside. Jalen Hurts has passed Dak Prescott
and he's
as
healthy.
Far as the ranking as the quarterback.
No injuries.
Well, Dak is going to come back from the thumb or whatever. You're prepared to say it right now,
Jalen
nine
Hurts
games into a season, that at this point, Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Yes.
We're comfortable saying that.
I'm comfortable saying that.
Look,
the numbers show. The numbers don't lie.
Making it seem like Dak like a scrub or something.
No.
He's not top 10.
He's not top 10.
No.
Dak Prescott is not one of the top 10 quarterbacks.
No, he isn't.
The guy who earned his contract in Dallas and who led the league in scoring last year.
I don't care about the money. He's not top 10.
You know, I do think Dak is top 10, guys.
Yeah,
but the difference, when someone brings up Jalen Hurts, the difference is when I look at Jalen Hurts, I look at a guy who looks elite. I've never seen Dak as elite.
It doesn't matter if somebody's top 10 or not, man. Go win a chip.
That's right.
Go win a chip.
That's right. Joe Burrow came one throw away in his first full season.
Your numbers can skew for a season to be top 10. Like, Tua's numbers say that he's a top 10 quarterback.
You want
to
see a little staying
power. But also to be a top 10, like, over time, like, it has to be over a period of time.
Yeah, athletes really feel this way because you guys know what it is to not just hit a certain level, but to repeat that every single day. It's hard.
Well, it seems like to me that Dak Prescott, since coming onto the scene and taking over for Tony Romo, he certainly has continued to grow. He moves from Jason Garrett to Mike McCarthy, okay? Then he's got to learn the offense. They go and they grab Amari Cooper because they were struggling on third down. They get Amari Cooper, the third down numbers go up. Then all of a sudden they draft CeeDee Lamb. He gets hurt along the way. The team is just destroyed. They can't get out of their own way. They fire and bring in a new defensive coordinator in Dan Quinn. The defense is better. Cooper rushed this year, wins some games, is coming along. He comes back in. He's 2-0 since coming back, and he looks different. They look different. And I understand, well, he needs to win the playoff games. The dude has really only been in the league 5 years as a full-time starter.
Key, how was it your first playoff game? Were you scared and it didn't work out and you had to get your feet wet and have a lot of reps in the playoffs before you were okay?
No, I treated it like a normal game.
Yeah, right.
It was a regular game to me.
Key, you were a clutch player.
But that's what
people are talking about. People like you who were clutch. They didn't need 17 reps in a certain situation before they learned how to get clutch.
What do you say about a guy like Peyton Manning?
I'm saying he wasn't clutch for a long time in the playoffs.
But that's an argument.
But then he learned it over time.
But Max, that's an argument for every athlete until they do it.
Yeah.
Right. But it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't have the clutch gene because they haven't proven on the biggest moment that they came through clutch. Yeah. Right. Like
here are two of the greatest players ever who it took a while to really trust them in the clutch in the playoffs, Peyton and Steph. But eventually they got it. But it took a while. Here's someone who
Eli Manning gene.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of things like clutch.
If you could combine Peyton and Eli, you'd have better than Tom Brady.
There was a lot of luck involved with that clutch gene.
There usually is some luck in there. Yeah. All right, Cowboys versus Packers will be this weekend's and hot NFL ticket. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats. To celebrate 11-11, they're giving away $5,000 today on Twitter. Visit twitter.com/VividSeats for your chance to win. Hey, Lee in Georgia, is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback? What about Tom Brady?
No, but Tom Brady, yes, Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, I agree about that. Bottom half of the top.
Y'all killing Aaron Rodgers, but y'all be making an excuse for Tom Brady. All week, y'all been killing Aaron Rodgers. Kill Tom Brady with his play this year. I don't care about the little boy. Look at his play.
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
No, you have.
Lee, he's in first place. He got 10 TDs, one INT.
How he played this? Tell me how he played this year, good or bad.
He played bad.
So how your top 10 quarterbacks have been playing bad?
Well, because of legacy, and that's why it's
so sustained. Ain't no legacy, Lee. See, y'all was always talking about legacy. Hey. We're talking about this
year. Hey, Lee, if you don't call the show, you don't respect people now.
Not legacy, this
year. We don't respect each other now, Lee. Don't get me wrong, Lee. Tom Brady's won seven Super Bowls, Lee. He hasn't played well this year, but he's still a top 10 quarterback when it's all said and done. LeBron James, is he top 10? He hasn't been playing well.
We ain't talking about basketball. We're talking about football.
We're not talking about that stuff. It's the same thing.
Tom Brady's sitting alone in first place. On pace for almost 5,000 yards this year, and I agree, he hasn't played well by his standards. On pace for almost 5,000 yards.
Why are you going at Lee, man?
Lee coming at me and I'm hot. Way to get my blood going this morning, Lee.
Lee's just explaining that you
I
and Max...
I can try all day, brother.
Lee, I understand what you're doing, brother.
Don't try to do this, Lee, brother. I understand
where you're coming from, my brother, because what happens with Max Kellerman... No, don't say Jay. They got this whole Aaron Rodgers type thing. Because a lot of issues with Aaron Rodgers over the time. So they don't like to, they like to kind of smash A-Rod a little bit. Tom Brady, they're scared to criticize Tom Brady.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? He got him off the cliff seven years ago.
What are you talking about? I'm the Tom Brady critic.
They're just about done.
This guy's a politician. Tom Brady.
You should be running in Georgia.
Ear hustle right here, Jay.
All day, man.
We need a runner, not a walker. No, I'm telling the truth.
Edward in North Carolina. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Is Dak a top 10 quarterback?
Oh, definitely, definitely. How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I listen to you guys every morning. Keyshawn, go Trojans.
Yes, we are getting back our groove.
Jay Will, hey, I'm you're not Carolina Blue.
I knew it. I sensed it right from the top. I sensed it. Hey, go to your heels
that's
this year,
definitely
though.
A top 10. We're comparing Jalen Hurts this year. Dak has already had 2 or 3 years like that. The year he supplanted Romo, when Romo got hurt and Dak took over, Romo dealt the same year he and Aaron Rodgers played out in the playoffs. Dak took him down the field. Rodgers came back and kicked the field goal and won the game. Dak didn't have the defense then that he has now.
That's what I've been trying to tell these young men.
Max.
Over time, things change. This defense is better. I just laid everything out for them to get them to understand. But for some reason, the Dallas star is so polarizing with Jerry Jones to many guys.
Dak's entire career,
he's had a good team.
Every single year, they're among the favorites to win the Super
I want to confirm something real quick, Max.
They're going to be the favorite if I was the quarterback. It's the Cowboys.
Max, let's confirm something so we can stop letting Key slant this conversation in ways it should not go. Is Dak Prescott, in your opinion, a top 10 quarterback?
Yes, he is.
Same here. Yeah. So let's stop with all that.
Okay, so now
at the same time,
he's like 10.
His record is 18-24 versus 500 teams that are 500 and better.
Even though he's been on powerhouse teams.
He hasn't been on powerhouse teams. The damn offense, they had to remake the offensive line because of
apologies.
Every team has problems.
Guys retired. Guys retired on him. Guys got hurt on
him. He's on a powerhouse
Cowboys fan.
Zeke messed around and missed half the season or six games.
In 2017, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Can we give some money away?
Carson Wentz made the playoffs, and they didn't like a year or two later, and the Eagles were ravaged by injury. I don't want to hear it.
Can we give some money away, please?
Oh, it's time to give you $2,500.
Yes.
So listen, text the winning word this hour to 777-000.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
All right, the winning word is... We have to do it right now, or can we wait a few minutes? Or do we have to do it right now, the winning word?
Right now.
Okay, I'll stop.
Word.
The winning word is, I loved, by the way, what Ninko did with that quarterback draft thing. And I know some people think we shouldn't have eliminated Key because he grabbed Dak fifth overall. But we did eliminate Key, and then Dak still went in the top 10, but he went 10th. All right, what are we doing just now?
I pick because I'm clutch.
You are.
And that's the winning word. Clutch.
C-L-U-T-C-H.
Like
clutch. Text it right now to 777-000. This hour, you have a chance to win $2,500.
I feel like Lee in Georgia was really angry at us this morning.
I like Lee's style, though. Yeah.
Leave my bobblehead alone, Key. Go ahead, Max. You got to go to break.
Dak Prescott is the blank best quarterback in the NFL. We'll fill in that blank after this from Omega Accounting.
Pause.
Small business owners, you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continued to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy free 10-minute ERC consultation to find out if you qualify or not. It's that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is just 30 days. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that knowledgeable and efficient, and with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business strategy, and corporate, business leadership and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way. To take advantage of this small business, this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. Before the filing window closes or funds run out.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Are Tom Brady and Dak Prescott top 10 quarterbacks right now? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. We are brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, proud to serve members of the Armed Forces, DOD veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. You guys ready to play fill in the blank?
Let's do it.
With who?
We'll do it. Yeah. Who are we doing it with?
Sam Acho. Who else, Jay? Where are you, Sacho?
Yo,
there
yo.
He is.
What up, baby?
Squad. Let's hear that accent, Key. What you got on the Indian / Nigerian accent?
Ooh,
how
you on the spot?
You know what I mean? What you got, Key?
Go
let's hear it.
I don't know if I can do it now.
You running from the stage? Key is running from the mic.
No, I'm not running.
I've never seen Key as somebody to run.
No, it's not. I'm not running, but I don't want to screw it.
You said, I don't know if I can do it right now. 2 minutes ago, you was now, I don't know if I can do it right now. Okay, I respect it. True colors.
He ain't gonna do it. Look. Right.
Sam
he's scared.
Acho
Max is, Key is scared.
No, I ain't scared.
Let's hear the accent.
No, I can't do it. You put me on the spot. I can't
Sacho
do it.
Sacho could do the accent. What? He's not scared.
Well, he is. Well, never mind. I don't even want
to. ESPN football analyst extraordinaire, Sam Acho. All right.
I like
Sam. Are you ready to play fill in the blank?
Let's hit it.
Sam, we're giving away $2,500 every hour on this show. When you hear the winning word at 10 after the hour, you text it to 777-000-777-000. This hour, the word is clutch, C-L-U-T-C-H. You text that word to 777-000, and you have a chance to win $2,500. Sam, we're giving it away every hour of every show until December 7th, okay?
Oh, wow.
What would your first purchase if you won the $2,500 be? It would be blank. What would it be?
My first purchase would be a new watch. Boy needs a new watch. My other one messed up the other day, so now I'm wearing a little older watch. I would get a newer watch.
All right,
couple watches.
New watch. What's so funny, Key?
It's just my thoughts in my head. Sam knows.
He wants to know where you would get the watch. That's what Key is thinking. He says, where are you going to get the watch?
Where would you get the watch? Would it be a Rolex / Cartier mixed with a little bit of...
You ain't getting no Rolex at $2,500?
No, you're not hearing what Key is saying.
Sam gets exactly what I'm saying.
No, I don't get it. I'm more of a... What's the Detroit? Shinola. I like the Shinola watches. Shinola. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Yeah, but Shinola is good. By the way, Veterans Day is military kind of. Oh, mixture.
Hey, this man right here. I told you I would get you.
Yeah. All
we
right.
We have a mixture of brands.
Stop.
What do you mean, stop? That's my boy.
That's my dog. That's my dog. He's scared of the mic, but it's all
good.
Yeah,
he's scared of the mic.
All right.
He's running away from. All right.
The NFL MVP right now is blank, Sam.
It's Mahomes, but if Tua was healthy, it would be Tua. If Tua played all four, Tua 6-0 when he finished his game, 6-1 in the games he's played in, number one QBR. I was close to saying Tua, but I know the haters are going to come out, so I'll say Mahomes 4-0.
Wait, Sam, you're saying Tua's in the conversation? Keith
Absolutely.
Told me yesterday that he's not in the conversation.
Look at the numbers.
Sam, I got to tell you, I think, first
stats.
Of all, Sam, you should don't be Key and be scared of the haters. Don't run.
I know. Well, no, but Mahomes is playing outstanding. That's the thing. Mahomes is playing. Like, that's why Mahomes has played all the games. Tua hasn't
yet. But what about the fact, Sam, that he came back from those injuries? Like, to me, you get extra credit for that in a way.
For sure. You get extra credit, but that man you see on the screen is still that man you see on the screen
at the moment. I agree.
Patrick Mahomes is certainly there. And then I would have Jalen Hurts right behind him. And then Tua can get in the mix. Now that Josh Allen is gone,
100%.
He could get in the mix.
What about what he's done for that team, though, Key?
Like, no, I get what he's done with the team. We saw him without him and what they look like.
Yes.
We saw him with him and what they look like. I get it. But it's such a small sample size. I'm just, but look, he can push at the third spot now that Josh Allen is gone.
Yeah.
Let's see what Lamar does over the next couple weeks and see if he can get back in it.
I was looking at something online. They talk about, in baseball, wins over replacement. Well, with Tua, they're talking about in football, yards over replacement. and it was like some like 888 yards above replacement. And I think he was right behind Mahomes, I believe, who was like 2 yards ahead of him. So I wish I could credit that stat where I got it from, but I'll find it and maybe send it. But that's what he does when he plays. Most valuable player. And so was Mahomes.
Yeah,
so
you know, but you're right about Mahomes, Sam. Also, you got to think, every time someone added a top receiver, they went through the roof, including Josh Allen a couple years with Diggs. Tyreek, Tua, now he's there. Hurts gets A.J. Brown, now he's there. They took Tyreek away from Mahomes. He's still better than everybody else.
That's facts.
All right, Acho, the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC is?
I'll go Cowboys. And I want, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go Dallas. Defensively, I think they'll be better than they played the first game. Dak will be healthy if they play again in the playoffs and even in the regular season. I'm going to go Dallas.
If you had to put a number on Dak Prescott at the quarterback position, what number would he be in terms of top team?
It's hard right now, Key. He's only played three games.
Overall, Sam, where would you have him in the list of quarterbacks? He's the blank best quarterback in football right now.
I mean, to put him in top 10. I'll put him in the top 10 for sure.
Well, I drafted him at 5, so.
I'd have him 10, but I could go with 8.
I was closer to 5 at the beginning. Then I didn't have time to go through my head who are the ones better than him. I was like, yeah, I could probably list 5 better than him, maybe 6. So
list 5 quick better.
You know
what,
Sam? As it relates to who's the team that
y'all
can compete
play the
with,
position, so y'all wouldn't know.
Sam, you know what? As it relates to the team, the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC. Don't you feel like people are sleeping on the 49ers, though?
Yeah, I do.
Nobody's really talking about them as much.
Some people have said 49ers, and I respect. And that was initially, you know, there's an argument that can be made for San Francisco.
Yes. I switched mine yesterday on NFL Live, Sam.
Why?
Because Adam came up with the Adam Schefter news. He let me know 11 players are now going to be coming back for the San Francisco 49ers with Deebo Samuel, Armstead, and a host of other guys
will be coming back.
Now they got McCaffrey. Ooh. So I done completely flipped on my San Francisco based on that.
And my guy at quarterback. Oh, he's going to hold it down.
Top
nice
10 quarterback
steady
for Max Kellerman.
Hell no.
As long as he does not screw it up.
Yeah.
They'll be good, man.
Hey, Sam Acho, the best landing spot for Odell Beckham Jr. is blank.
I'm about my Bills like Buffalo. It's got to be Buffalo. We talked about this yesterday, Max. He could help take that team over the top. They got Stephon Diggs. Their second leading receiver right now is Devin Singletary, their running back. So I get it. Gabe Davis leads the NFL in yards per catch. Get another weapon in there. Isaiah McKenzie, he can play. But just get someone who can just a little bit of accent, a little bit of a seasoning. Add him to what Buffalo has and bring a Super Bowl to Buffalo. Von Miller's there. I still think Buffalo is the answer.
I was going to say one of the problems that I have, I think it works, but one of the problems that I have with this is Jay put me on to the game because I wasn't thinking. The weather could potentially be an issue because of the injuries. And when you go to cold weather, you think about it. Buffalo, where they're sitting at now in terms of the playoffs, they're going to either be in Kansas City, Buffalo, or Baltimore. All those places are cold weather. And I know we're only talking about a handful of games for him in that cold weather. Dallas is the best place for him. He can go to Dallas and become immediately the guy. He ain't going to be the guy because of Diggs. He can go to Dallas and he can supplant CeeDee Lamb as the guy.
But Key, does he need to be the guy? I think that's
I'm not talking about
for him.
No, I'm not talking about for him. I'm talking about for the team. For the team, he can be the guy.
But what's better for him? Is it better for him to go be the guy in Dallas or better for him to be one of a few, just like he was in LA, win a Super Bowl? Like, I think that's better for him.
But Acho, can I tell you something that maybe you haven't thought about on the brand side for OBJ that I brought up yesterday? What would be in the best interest of OBJ, the brand, for what he's going to be for football for years to come? Something about that Dallas Cowboy America's team changing the culture, that really works and it resonates, man.
I feel like it's hard. It's a lot of big brands in Dallas. It's a lot of Zeke's. It's a lot of Dax. It's a lot of big brands.
Yeah, it's hard to come in and play different, man. It's always been a lot of big brands in Dallas, though. That is the Cowboy way. What about the
weather issue that Key brings up, that Jay brought up, Sam? What about that? You're dealing with an injury, harder to play in the cold weather. Does that sway you at all?
It doesn't sway me. That part, because if you go to the playoffs and the Super Bowls, you're going to have to play potentially in some cold weather. San Francisco could be cold if you go end up playing there. There's places. Windy. Philly could be cold. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, though. You now, got you when you're talking about places like that. San Francisco's windy and it's not as cold. Philadelphia, you're right about that. It could be cold, in Philadelphia. But when you got Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore, that's a little bit different weather. You know, you played in Chicago, so you know how it feels when you're standing around for 3-4 series and you're not in the game. You're just standing around. You'll be stiff as a board.
You're right. But the only thing, the reason, a better argument for the weather would be that he said he wanted to go somewhere where he could play next 3 or 4 years and kind of settle down, tired of all the moving. A lot of people are moving, migrating to Dallas. No taxes. Good. It's hot. It ain't good weather. It's hot. You know what I mean? So it's always going to be hot. You can settle down there. And so if you're thinking long term and I want somewhere to do something to be after football with my kids and my family, don't have to move all the time, Cleveland, L.A., all the – then for that reason, you can go to Dallas. But I just feel like that's – it's not working in my mind the way everyone else says, go to Dallas and the star on your helmet is going to make it. No, I feel like it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't always.
Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst extraordinaire.
Do it, Key. Do it. Look at Key.
See you later, my brother.
I like it. That is better. That is better than before.
Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate y'all.
Coming to America.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to pit you guys against each other in the Dak Prescott debate. Caller versus caller. Yep, winning word of the day is clutch, C-L-U-T-C-H. You can text it to 777-000 for your chance to win $2,500.
You hear this, Max?
I said of the day. It's of the hour. Jace gave me a bum steer.
Max doesn't hear this.
Yes, I do, Key, but we have things to do.
You don't hear this, Max.
You want me to squirrel right now? Is that what you're trying to get me to do?
No.
Dave in Phoenix, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, real quick, man, Dak is in that same ilk of Kirk Cousins, Jimmy G. Like, I mean, there are 10 quarterbacks that are better than Dak.
But why is it that Kirk Cousins and Jimmy G are good, solid quarterbacks, but Dak has an extra dimension. He's bigger, more physical, faster, right? Like, there's an extra dimension there, is there not?
But no, they're not going to win you a big – they're not going to go win you the big game. They need everything else around them to be – perfect in order for them to be good.
All right, hold on 1 second, Dave, because we have a guy named Carlos in Texas who wants to come on and give us his 2 cents. Carlos, what's up? What do you got?
What do you think about Dave saying?
It's Carlos, and I'm a female, Max. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Hello, Carlos.
Hello, Carlos. I apologize about that.
That was Jay who made the mistake. That was me.
We're a team.
We don't point fingers,
Carlos.
But it was
How
Jay.
You doing?
Sorry about that.
I'm good. Thank you. The caller, you say Dak is with Garoppolo and I forgot the other guy.
Kirk Cousins.
Based on what? I mean, Dak, let's look at stats. If you look at every stat that all quarterbacks are judged on, Dak is in pretty much the top 10. So why is he not in the top 10?
Ooh, Dave, your rebuttal?
Well, I mean, do a side-by-side comparison of Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. They're both solid quarterbacks, as I mentioned, right? But once again, what have they done in the playoffs, right? Like, what have they done? I'm a Vikings fan too, like, and ever since we got Kirk Cousins, I've been clamoring to get a new quarterback because I don't think that, you know, we're gonna win the big game with Kirk Cousins. So I think based on that, Ms. Corliss, I don't think that.
I gotta say something about Dak. Hang in, Dave. Dave, hang in 1 second about Dak, guys. Dak Prescott, from the time he was a rookie, came on the scene, and if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers and one of his greatest moments, Dak would have won a playoff game right then. He's a little bit underrated that way, I think. People are sleeping on him a little bit in those moments.
But this is what I always try to tell y'all and get y'all to understand. A lot of it is where guys are drafted at as well. They come in with a certain bias based on what round you go in. That's just the reality of it. If you didn't tag him as a fourth round pick and he was a first round pick and had done the same things that he's doing right now, you wouldn't have the same sort of, you know, feelings about who he is as a quarterback.
I liked caller versus caller. Let's see round two, caller versus caller. Mm-hmm. Sonny in a – well, Dave in New York. Let's start with Dave in New York. Is Dak a top 10 quarterback, yes or no?
Yes. And I'm going to break down the stats for you. Last year, Dak, 4,500 yards passing, 37 touchdowns, 10 INTs, 68% completion percentage. A-Rod, 4,200 yards passing, 37 TDs, 4 INTs, 68% completion. In the playoffs, they both lost to the 49ers, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
A-Rod, 20-29, 225, 0 touchdowns, 0 INTs. Dak, 23-43, 254 yards, 1 TD, and 1 INT. Not far off from each other.
All right, hold on, Sonny. Hold on. Stay on the line, Dave. I want to hear what Sonny has to say about that. How do you rebut that, Sonny? Sonny in Alaska. Is it Sonny in Alaska? All right.
I think Sonny might have dropped
Sonny?
Off on you. Sonny got spooked.
What is Pat doing? He's holding up his fingers. But Sonny in Alaska.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what do you think about what Dave just said? Were you able to hear it?
He says
Dak is a top 10
quarterback. Well, yeah, I heard that, but Max, I'd like to give you props because I'm Native American, and I'm happy that you would never say the old Washington team's name.
Well, I appreciate you noticing that, but I would hope that no one did.
But
anyway,
I mean, you can have all those numbers. I mean, I believe that 20% of freaking Dak Prescott's freaking hype is all counted towards his freaking jersey sales because of the popularity of the freaking Cowboys, and they're like the Yankees of the freaking the football world. And, I would pick Matthew Stafford over freaking Dak Prescott. He has a Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford was put in the right position.
The number that you need to know.
All right. What do you think?
Matthew Stafford was put in the right position.
But he did. He may have been. He made that throw against the Bucs and Tom Brady.
And this is like his 13th year in the National Football League.
They put him on a team for the first time with a legit chance to win.
Man.
He won the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to give it to him.
But look, this is the first time that I feel and you feel, and if Jay knows anything about football, which I think he does, he feels, that this is the first time in Dak Prescott's career that he has a complete football team that can challenge for a Super Bowl. This is the first time.
Well, no, they've had teams that could challenge for one.
No,
Key.
They have.
They've
not
had good defenses before. They just haven't had Micah Parsons.
What defense?
What are you kidding? When Jerry Jones said, "I need a war daddy. I need someone to go out and get sacks." They went out and got the defensive end. Come on.
Do you realize how terrible? Do you realize how terrible?
No, not at this level.
Do you realize how terrible their secondary has been? Other than today, got Diggs and company.
But most teams, Key, has on one of the three.
They reshaped everything in that secondary.
Yeah, but team has usually on one of the three levels
Max,
on defense a soft spot.
This is the first time in Dak Prescott's career this year that he has had a lights-out defense, a competent running game to go with the passing game. This is the first time.
There's a difference between saying that this is the best team he's ever had, which I agree with, and this is the first time he's had a shot. He's had teams that have been favored because they're good. They've won double-digit games.
The Dallas Cowboys have been fake favorite. Okay, the star,
a little
the
bit
hype,
overhyped.
The,
yeah,
yes,
I agree with that. Yeah.
This is the first time they're a legit contender.
I get the meaning. Usually, because they get so much press, we think their players are better than they are because we know them more because we hear their names more.
Dude, this
in this
is the
case,
first
they really
time,
have
man.
some.
He was messing
players.
Around with Jason Witten out the booth. Come on now, Max.
Key thinks that Dak Prescott will be in the zone for the rest of the season. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Speaking of overhyping, are we overhyping the Buffalo Bills still? Have they been overhyped? Are we still overhyping them? After Key has this from Dr. Pepper.
Well, I don't have it from Dr. Pepper. I think you might have.
What?
After Jay
the most wonderful time of the year is upon
so
us again.
About Dak Prescott.
College football season. Dr. Pepper and the residents of Fansville invite you to revel in another one-of-a-kind of year, flexing your foam finger, humming your school's fight song in your sleep, and thriving on a steady diet of buffalo chicken dip and post-game day commentary. All washed down with the rich, delicious Dr. Pepper, of course. Another Saturday is always just around the corner, so make sure your tailgate doesn't turn into a failgate, and pick up a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, ESPN 2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, you can call us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line all morning. We're taking calls.
All the way in the front.
Tom Brady, a top 10 quarterback still, because he's in sole possession of first place in the NFC South. He has 10 touchdown interception ratio is 10-1. He's got 10 TDs, one interception, okay? With 2,500 yards, sole possession of first place, whatever else you want to say about him. Dak Prescott, is he a top 10 quarterback right now? Because Bart Scott says, no, we did a draft. It was Ninko's idea. Rob Ninkovich came out and said, let's draft him, see where he winds up. Key nabbed him at 5. Then we did it again without Key. He went at 10. But, you know, somewhere between 5 and 10 probably, right? Hey, Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith joins us in 1 hour. You don't want to miss that. But he's made a big difference already. Are we overhyping the Bills? They seem to get a lot of hype coming into the season, but
wait,
to be honest,
before we get there, Max, why did Key just steal his own action figure off of the
desk
in front of him?
First of all, I just wanted to look at this. This has, look at this.
Why they got you with the box cut, though? Why
no, not a box cut.
No, I'm trying. It looks like someone, but not
the bowl
you.
Cut.
Look
the
at
bowl
the mustache.
Cut.
I'm not a cop. Why my mustache so thick?
Who does that look like, though? It's not Dave Winfield. Who is it? It's someone. It's not Dave Winfield, but it's someone even more than like Dave Winfield. It's someone else.
This is ridiculous.
Bobblehead don't look nothing like you.
Nothing like me, man. Please.
It looks exactly like you.
No, he doesn't belong.
He belongs in the front.
So ridiculous.
Has a little Winfield look to him.
And then the nose is bigger than the face.
Well,
I'm like, I'm not Jay. Why? I don't understand that.
Oh, do you have a problem with my nose?
Apparently, he thinks it's very
large.
Where
my nose came from?
I don't have a problem where your nose came from.
Okay.
It's just,
I'm actually very proud of my nose, Key.
Well, I mean,
you should be proud of yours.
No, I'm going to go get mine trimmed down.
What?
I mean, I'm not proud of mine. Why do you have to be proud of your nose? You can just have it. It's just your nose. You don't have to be proud of it.
My nose has to do where I come from. I can smell you from here, Max.
What?
You come from a smelling place? I mean, what do you mean where you come from? Different size
your
noses.
Your nostrils
and shape,
are bigger than mine. Your head is massive.
I got a peanut head.
You got a meat head.
I probably do. I got chubby cheeks, but that's cool too.
You guys are studying each other's appearances a little too carefully, man. It's not that big a deal.
This is what we do, Max.
Let's just leave it at this. I'm the handsome one. We'll just leave it at that. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Are we overhyping the Bills? Like, the Bills came in, smashed the Rams. Key, you were like a lot of yeast on them, but they were living up to it till Josh Allen just now, you know, hurt his elbow.
I wouldn't necessarily say they was living up to it.
They looked pretty good.
But they were a good team.
Yeah.
They were a good team. They lost to a good Miami team, mm-hmm. right? And so when you look at it, you say to yourself.
Without Josh. Wait, did Josh Allen play in that game? Hold on.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
because he had some stinkers down the stretch.
The two games that they lost, he didn't play well in.
Right, that's what
and
it was.
And so right now they're in a tough spot, in a tough situation. If he doesn't go Sunday, okay, they can afford to drop this one against Minnesota.
They're 0-2 in the division, don't forget, too.
No, I understand, but they still have division teams that they got to play still. They still got to play New England twice. They got to play Miami again and the Jets again.
Yeah, they got four more division
games. So they can make up that. I think they got a hell of a team. Part of the problem is because he's so dynamic and a high percentage of what they do on the offensive side of the ball, losing him and going to Case Keenum is not the same. I know we make the comparison and say, well, Case Keenum had Stephon Diggs in Minnesota. Different offense, and Stephon Diggs was a puppy at the time. So it's totally – they've been away from each other for a while now. Mm-hmm. So that dynamic. Plus, what he is able to do on the ground, Case Keenum can't do on the ground. So that changes
you
a little
can.
Bit.
That dude that accounts changes. For 82% of their offense.
Yeah, what, was it 92% of the touchdowns? Wait, what
Come
was
on,
it?
Man.
Well, I just heard some stupid stat. Like, you know, he's more responsible for a bigger part of the offense than anyone in football.
But I want to go back to the question that says, are the Bills overhyped? No, they're not. They're still going to have a legit chance to win a Super Bowl. They're in that. The Las Vegas were overhyped. Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas. I combined Vegas and Raiders. The Raiders were overhyped.
It's a new team.
They were overhyped, right? Like, that's an overhyped team.
Were they hyped at all?
What are you talking about? Davante Adams, he was a missing piece, and what Derek Carr was going to be.
Like, I didn't feel like they were hyped at all. One that was overhyped would be, I would say, Green Bay Packers.
There you go. Okay,
Tampa
overhyped.
Bay Buccaneers.
Overhyped. The
New
Rams.
Orleans Saints to a degree. The Rams to a degree.
But those not the Bills. Teams. The Bills aren't overhyped.
No, I wouldn't say they were overhyped.
No, the Bills looked like world beaters early in the season. World beaters. Yeah, like they were living up to the hype.
The thing for the Bills isn't even the regular season, as James says, and jokingly, or one of our producers, is that they are the regular season champs when it comes to beating Kansas City, which Kansas City's a thorn in many people's side in the AFC. So now you get the opportunity to maybe face them again come playoff time, and let's see what happens. Or maybe, you know, I look at these things a little bit different sometimes. Maybe this is good for them, that all of a sudden they could go around KC. KC runs into Baltimore, plays Baltimore in the divisional round, and they get popped, or they
Someone
play Tennessee.
Someone plays traffic cop.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, oh, my God, we don't have to mess with them. For many years, that was the case with the Indianapolis Colts and New England Patriots. If they could avoid them, they'd go to Super Bowl. Pittsburgh Steelers. If they could avoid the New England Patriots in the playoffs, they wind up in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, because there are – look – the thing about the Chiefs is they're in the AFC Championship game every year. So there's one dance card open. There's one slot on the dance card open because the Chiefs got the other one. Is it going to be the Bills? Is it going to be the Chargers? Could it be the Bengals? Could it be the Ravens? Is it going to be the Dolphins?
Because when you think about Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, if my mind serves me right, they went around New England to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Belichick had their number.
England,
yep.
But New England went through them and got to Super Bowls.
So here are players most responsible for their team's touchdowns, guys. Josh Allen, 23 out of 25 TDs. That's 92%. The next closest one, it's tied. Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow are both responsible for 22 of the 28 touchdowns, which is 79%. So Josh Allen is number one by a bunch, and then Hurts and Burrow, and then Mahomes is 76%, 22 of 29, and Lamar Jackson, 72%, 18 of 25. And the funny thing is, those are the five best quarterbacks in football, maybe one or two other guys. They're all most responsible for the offense, right? Think about that. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and they don't run the ball that well in Buffalo unless it's Josh Allen. Otherwise, a traditional running game just doesn't work. When you play a traditional 3-4 defense against the Minnesota Vikings, you've got to figure out how to run the ball because they want to pin their ears back and go get the quarterback.
Well, that's why they got Hines, though, because they were trying to figure out different ways. I mean, I thought they would have made a move for like a guy like Kareem Hunt from from Cleveland. But, I mean, that's the question, though. Is that sustainable long-term for a guy like Josh Allen to carry that kind of load on your offense?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's hurt right now. You know?
Yeah, but that was because he was throwing the ball.
Yep, that's true. It's the same, by the way, same elbow as he that caused him to miss games in 2018. Hey, is the Texans, is that a trap game for the Giants? Texans a trap game? Like, the Giants, they're not assured any wins this year. The Giants aren't that good.
G-man.
By the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're heading to ESPNU. We are giving away $2,500 every hour of the show till December 7th. And back in a matter of moments. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.